I am going to tell a story about the first time I got drunk. And some of my friends that are here might be a little surprised now to learn that in high school and prior to college, I was very much a square. In fact, I didn't even know people got drunk in high school. I didn't know people had sex in high school. I didn't know people smoked weed in high school. And in fact, now that I know, it's like 10 years since then, my friends have all told me, like, yes, Sarah, we did all that stuff. We just didn't invite you because you really liked to watch TGIF on Friday night and stay in. And I thought that everybody else did that on Friday nights and on the weekends. So anyway, I went to college, and my first night there, I was shocked at how many people had brought vodka with them and alcohol, and people were going out, and like, don't people want to stay in and watch TV and get to know each other? And I learned this was actually quite the culture in college, that people go out and they get drunk, and I was really, like, it was very depressing to me. It made me very sad. I didn't know that this was something that had happened. I talked to my mom about this, and she's like, no, it's okay. You can go out. You can drink. It's going to be fine. And so I remember it was maybe like 2 months into college, and I had gotten a little bit involved. I joined the orchestra because I played the violin, and that was fun for me. And I also joined the knitting club in college because that was fun for me. And so on Friday night, I went to knitting club, and I went home, and some one of the girls in my dorm knocked on my door and said, hey, Sarah, some of the guys on the first floor are going to drink. Do you want to come? And I remember my mom telling me it was okay. So it's like, all right, I'm going to do this. This is going to happen. I'm going to get drunk. So I walked down to this room in the basement. I remember his name was Jack. And I'm like, I am so cool right now. Jack is inviting me to his room with the girls that are so pretty and everybody that drinks. I am cool. And so I walk in, and they have, it was like Malibu or Goldschlager or something like that. So, like, immediately I rip, like, 4 shots. I'm like, all right, I can do this. This is nothing. Because I didn't feel anything, of course, for, like, the first 2-3 shots. So I think we put on, like, Usher song, Yeah, and we start dancing, and it's a good time. And the lights are out. I think somebody's got, like, a black light. I'm like, this is cool. I'm at college and I am drinking. I have arrived. And then all of a sudden we hear knock, 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 knock on the door. RA walks in and says, who here is drinking? Everybody knows everybody here, give me your name. And I am devastated. I got written up. I got written up my first time ever drinking in my life. And I'm like, I am just shocked. I go up and I can't believe it. I go upstairs. I call my mom. I am sobbing. I'm like, Mom, I was at knitting club earlier. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I'm written up. And my mom's like, well, what does it mean to get rid of? I'm like, I don't know. I think I'm going to get kicked out of school. I don't know what's happening. And she's like, okay. And she can tell I think I'm a little drunk. She's like, call me in the morning. So I'm crying. And I'm like, well, what should I do? So I call, I don't know if anybody's ever had Deepy Dough before. It's this nasty-ass calzone that's made with, like, a stick of butter. I'm like, I'm just going to eat my feelings because I'm so sad right now. I think I ordered, like, a buffer zone, which was, like, buffalo chicken and hot sauce and mozzarella cheese and, again, a pound of butter. And the buffer zone arrives, and I eat it, and I cry myself to sleep. And I wake up the next morning, and my mom's all frantic. She's like, are you okay? I'm fine. I just need to figure out what's going on. And it turns out that Jack actually just took the rap for everybody in the room and took all the points, because we had, like, points and strikes at Delaware and for getting kicked out of the dorms. And he said nobody else was drinking. All the girls were just dancing. But from that point on, I think I was very cautious about drinking for, like, the next semester or so. And at the end of the day, I think it was, like, a little bit of a cool checkpoint for me, because I'm like, I got drunk, and then I got written up. I don't think I went back to knitting club after that either. So, anyway, that is the story of the first time I got drunk. The end.